This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra and Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. In the morning, Mr. Modi will visit Jalgaon to participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan. He will give certificates and felicitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. Mr. Modi will also interact with the Lakhpati Didis from across the country. The Prime Minister will release a revolving fund of 2,500 crore rupees, which will benefit about 48 lakh members of the self-help groups. He will also disperse a bank loan of 5,000 crore rupees, which will benefit around 26 lakh members of the self-help groups. Since the inception of the Lakhpati Didi Yojana, 1 crore women have already been made Lakhpati Didis. The government has set a target to make 3 crore Lakhpati Didis. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides for an assured pension. Addressing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees that 60% of the pension is assured for the family after the employee's demise. There will be assured minimum pension at 10,000 rupees per month on superannuation after minimum 10 years of service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoist is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to the media during his visit to Chhattisgarh yesterday, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely free from the Naxal problem by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment for the victims of the bus accident in Tanahun district of Nepal. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Indian Embassy in Kathmandu said 27 Indians have lost their lives in the accident. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 4-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting on Tuesday. The Ministry of External Affairs said that with Brazil holding the G20 presidency this year, the ministers will also discuss how the two countries, as Troika, can advance key G20 outcomes from the Indian presidency last year. India's top junior badminton player Tanvi Pathri stormed into the under-15 girls singles final at the Asia under-17 and under-15 junior championships in Chengdu, China yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.